Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio Show. My name is Ron Ike. You guys can call me Ronnie. I'm your host for today. We have a great show. Today I'm going to be doing readings for you, and I have all kinds of oracle decks lined up for you guys. The unicorns are here. The fairies are here. The magic's strong, and I'm excited to get to you. I hope you guys are excited about summer. I'm really excited. Tomorrow's the solstice, and it's going to be officially the first day of summer. You know, it's the longest day of the year, and the weather is much warmer. I'm really excited about that. If you've been listening to my show, you know that I'm a high school teacher, and I have the entire summer off, so I enjoy my summer. I've been drawing, I've been painting, I've been building up Ascension Magic, and in fact, I am actually next Sunday, I'm going to be at the San Francisco Pride Fest with a booth there doing oracle card readings for you, healings, and I look forward to seeing you there. But I want to talk to you guys about something that I did last week that was amazing, that I think that everybody should do. Maybe you've seen it on Facebook where people do this thing called Free Hugs Day. I don't know if you've seen that, but basically what you do is you get a poster board and, you know, you write in big block letters, free hugs, and you just stand out anywhere you like, and you hold up the sign and you just give people hugs all day. And I was clearly guided by the angels to do this. And I got to tell you, I've never done this before, so I was really scared. And the place that I went to was Whole Foods. I thought Whole Foods would be great because the people are open-minded. They're into typically New Age type of stuff. So I thought it would be a great place. So I'm standing out there in front of Whole Foods, and, you know, the cops drove by a few times. Like, what the heck is that guy doing? And I was really nervous. But it was so amazing when people came up to me and just hugged me, and I hugged them. And what I found was that after about 10 hugs, my energy raised to such a high vibration, and I was so happy. I was, like, singing and jumping up for joy, and even people were commenting on, look at how happy this guy is. Everyone was like, you know, we should be doing what you're doing because look at how much it's benefiting you. You're the one that's receiving the benefit. But that's not why I did it, obviously. I did it to be a positive light in the world and to just spread joy. And it was just such a great experience. I want to do it more often. I wrote a blog post about it. If you check out my my website, ascensionmagic.com, you can read about it and you can see some photos of it if you want to see that. But I invite you to do it, and I'd love to hear how it goes from you guys. And it doesn't have to be hugs. You can just say free compliments or whatever. Just be out there and be a positive light in the world because we need you right now. We do. Now, before the show, I wanted to draw a card for all of us. And I, for some reason, even though we're working with the unicorns today, the angels wanted me to go to a deck of cards I have called the Sacred Geometry Oracle Deck. And it's probably because they want me to go back into sacred geometry. So I'm going to be having some shows about that soon. But it's just one of my favorite decks of cards. And the card that I drew, it's called Luna and the Volcano. And it represents change. Okay, so by pulling this card, it's reminding us all that change is an inevitable part of life. And like a volcano, which can erupt at any moment in time, our life may present us certain situations which may feel like an eruption. Crazy things happen in the world all the time, and they might trigger things within us. For example, those poor innocent people that died in Charleston, I mean, my heart and our thoughts and prayers go out to them. But at any moment, something can trigger a change within us. And this card is suggesting, how do you handle that change? What do you do when change comes your way, when stress comes your way? How do you deal with that? Do you focus on the stress and thus, by the law of attraction, create more stress in your life? Or do you see it as a part of everyday experience that the universe has given you an opportunity to reflect upon something within yourself? You can see a picture of this card on my Facebook page, facebook.com, Ascension Magic. But in general, the card's really just reminding you to enjoy the quiet moments between change, to breathe deeply so you can be prepared for the many things that are coming your way. We've been going through so many changes right now. We just got through a Mercury retrograde, and that was crazy intense. Like, I had a rough time with that. I mean, the stress level was very high. And thankfully, we've made it through that, and we got the solstice coming up tomorrow. But again, just reminding you guys, the change is a part of life. And if you're going through a change right now, whatever that is, know that it's normal. And we're going to be going through all these changes together as a collective as we do what's called ascension. So expect change and go with the flow as much as you can. That's my message for you guys today. So I know I got a lot of callers on the line here, and I want to get to your calls and answer your questions. The way I will distinguish your call, if you're new to the show, is I will say your area code, and I'll get you on the air, and we'll go from there. So I'm going to start off with my first call. Angels want me to take someone calling from area code 512. I'm going to get you on the air. Hello?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course. How are you doing today?
I love that you did the hugs. I'm doing okay. I'm an allergy.
Are you doing it?
I'm not doing it, but I love that idea, and it's something that I could do.
It's such a great thing. I got to tell you, like, it was more healing for me than it was for other people, and it was amazing. And there was this little cute little girl who came up to me. She said, I love what you're doing. I want to do free hugs too, Daddy. Can I do free hugs day? It was just so cute. I just wanted to just like eat her up. She's so adorable.
Yeah, kids are amazing. I love kids. So
yes.
If I were there, I would get a hug from you. I'm here, of course. Kind of far away.
Oh, okay. I'm giving you a virtual hug right now, virtual.
Thank you.
Of course.
Giving you one back.
Yay. I love hugs.
Yes. Yeah. I love hugs too.
Can you give me your name, hon?
Yeah, Julia.
Julia, okay. Hi, Julia. What can I do for you?
I also like the sacred geometry that you're going to bring into this.
Me too.
I don't know if maybe that's why you were directed to take my call first, or maybe I was just the first caller, but I'm excited about that.
You know, the angel said, take your call. I saw you call in, and they said, take 512, so I did.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, angels.
I know.
<yeah. laughs> So... love, 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 love. My man, that's what I'm calling about.
Okay.
What you see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want a relationship reading, basically?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is there a particular question that you want to ask about it, or do you just want, like, general information?
Well, I guess it kind of particular, so I think that I've met him. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen with us now. I'm actually
got it.
I'm almost 100% sure. I'll say 99% sure.
Okay. Can I get his name?
Yes, it's Todd.
Todd. Okay. That's my brother-in-law's name.
Oh.
I don't know if that means anything, but that my sister's married to a guy named Todd, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, because we're working with the unicorns, I have Doreen Virtue's Magical Unicorns Oracle cards out, and I'm going to work with those cards, and we're just going to, and you said you just wanted to ask a general, right? Not a particular question.
Well, yeah, like what's going to happen with us, yes.
Okay, like, I gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me just take a moment and just connect to the cards and connect with your energy.
Okay.
I can feel how excited you are. I can feel the energy. It's almost like it's like a kid in a candy store. Like, you're so excited about this. It's like overwhelming. I love it. Okay, so I'm thinking about
Ronnie,
you.
Ronnie, I've been
and
waiting
Todd
my
here.
Whole life. No, I haven't been waiting my whole life, of course, but it's nice.
I know what you mean.
You know
okay,
what I mean.
Okay, so let's see. I know exactly what you mean. Okay, so the first card that comes out of this deck, it says, listen to your true feelings. And it says, don't let others talk you into doing something that you know could be wrong. And that's what the message says. But when this card comes up, it's just saying that your angels are guiding you with your intuition to take mm-hmm. particular steps. So it's important that you listen to what you're being guided, not what other people say about him or about just whatever it is in your life, right? If you feel confused and don't know what actions to take, then, you know, call upon your angels. But if you really want to get in touch with your feelings, just find a quiet spot to meditate and connect, and that'll help you to connect more. I feel like you really do work with the elemental kingdom a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why you're guided to the show, mm-hmm. the fairies. So I am going to actually work with the fairies oracle deck because you do work with the fairies, and I'm going to give you some more insights. Yeah. Okay, so let's think about you and Todd. Okay, well, I feel really strong about this one. Mm. Oh, I already got this strong feeling as I'm shuffling. Oh, okay. Okay, so as I'm shuffling, I'm seeing that, this guy, you and Todd had some type of past life relationship. I don't know, like, if you're aware of that or if you knew that already, but there's some type of connection, from another lifetime. Go ahead.
I feel that energy, the first time.
It feels very familiar to me, very familiar, as if this is planned out in advance almost. This is what it feels like to me. And, okay, then the card from the fairies that comes out, the card says letting go and mm-hmm. just surrendering to the universe. So it's a reminder that if, whatever we focus on is what will manifest. So we can create problems by focusing on, what could go wrong or what could happen. I feel very positive about your relationship. And what this card is saying, just surrender it to God and let it go and know that everything will work out as long as you have faith and trust. I think this is the card that this is the biggest message for you right now, is that you know in your heart what to do. You know your feelings. You've been guided. Just go with it. And let go of any fears that you have about it, because maybe you've been hurt in previous relationships, and that's all of us have been there. And maybe that some of those hurts from previous relationships might creep up, and you might be stopping you from taking action, right? Whatever you feel guided to do is what you should do. If you feel like you should rush in there head over heels, then go with what you feel guided. I'm serious. If that's what you feel, that's what these cards are saying to you. Go with what you feel, because those feelings of love are beautiful and amazing, and don't stop yourself from what you've worked so hard to obtain. If indeed this is the one you're supposed to be with, the universe and the angels will work with you. So you can call upon lots of heavenly help, of course. Archangel Michael will help you to let go of some of the fears you might have. There's the romance angels, which are the specialty angels that will help you with romance. Archangel Raguel is an angel that will help with relationships and harmonious relationships, and will help you to truly listen to your feelings. But I'm really feeling that this guy is going to get you deep at your heart level, like sensitive like you, and understand like your emotions. And it's really, I feel like it's very, very positive. Just focus on what you want to happen, and then that has no choice but to manifest. If we focus on the things that could go wrong or what has happened in the past, then we're putting energy into that. And you want to put energy into the things that you want to happen, and just go with it. Go with it. It feels very, very good. Now I want to go one more card. I'm going to Archangel Michael.
Okay.
I don't know if you've listened to my show before, but I go I'm like hummingbird energy. I go all over the place. they want me to work with Archangel Michael because Archangel Michael is the angel that gives you that courage and that faith and that confidence. So I want to see what message Archangel Michael has for you. Okay, so this is the message. Again, it's the same message. It says detach from the situation. So in other words, just it's coming up three times now. It's like listen to your feelings, let go. And the detach from the situation is not just letting go and surrendering, but it's letting go of any kind of fear from your past and fear from what you've learned from your parents about love, because oftentimes our relationships with others is reflected from our parents, like how they were towards each other, right?
Yeah.
So you have lots of heavenly help with you, and I'm sensing like a grandfather figure or somebody that's on the other side that's helping you.
He comes around a lot. My grandpa.
Yeah.
And my mom.
To move forward. Yeah. Oh, awesome. That's great.
That's beautiful, Ronnie. I mean, okay. So I feel that energy, and you're saying everything that I believe in my heart and in my soul, and then I get into that part where it's like, okay, roadblock. I'm seeing it's not an honoring spot for us to start anything. So now I'm like, well, do I need to take more of an initiative to let him know that I am interested more than just friendship? Because that's all it is right now, you know, just once in a while social setting. So that part of it, yeah, is where I
the angels are saying that they want you to listen to what your feelings are telling you. Not so much what your head is thinking, but what your intuitive feelings are telling you. So if you feel guided to take action to move forward, then do it. Just let go of the fear. Because that's what's holding you back is what I feel is fear.
Yeah.
And that's when you feel that fear, that's when you should call upon Archangel Michael. You just think in your mind, Archangel Michael, please come near me. Cut this cord of fear. Give me confidence to move forward and to take action. Because that's what I really feel. I feel like there's a fear. And there's always a fear of like it could go wrong or it might not be right. But if you look at what the cards are saying, what the angels are saying, they're saying surrender, let go, trust us, listen to your feelings. Yeah. You know what to do. You're just being afraid. You're just being afraid is what I. That's kind of what I'm feeling. You just right.
I'm praying for him to like. Do something or contact me in some way or some form. And I'm not really taking a lot of action. Like I did a little, but it's like one of those things where, hey, I heard you were looking for a house here. Check this out. You know,
I don't know,
like little stuff like that.
Well, like I said, just surrender and, and let go of the fear. Just like, you know, it's safe for you to love. It's safe for you to surrender. And any pain from any lifetime or anything in this lifetime, the angels are working with you to heal that and to help you move forward and take these action steps. I'm really asking Archangel Michael to be with you now and to give you that strength and courage, of course. And we'll ask him, too, to be near you and to cut any cords of fear.
Okay.
And he's got a flaming sword of light that's going to cut any cords of fear. And he's just like gonna kind of push you, but in a nice way,
in a gentle way. Okay.
Yeah, like in a gentle way. Like, hey, you know, like this. Yeah, it's very. Are you feeling that confidence? Like, cause I'm feeling like you're letting go.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Of course.
Yes, the doubt came in, and the what ifs all came in, and you know, I was at a spot where it's like, no matter what, this is gonna work. No matter what, so just. Be patient and trust, and then again that comes in. So it's all life, right? It's all a part of the process.
Yeah,
so
exactly. Exactly.
Where I belong, I think, back home.
Well, good.
Say.
Just keep asking for assistance, and you know if you need any other advice or help, just come see me on Facebook, and I'd love to chat with you or maybe pull another card for you, give you some more advice.
Oh, you're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
I know you have other calls. I don't want to monopolize any more time.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm going to keep sending you and Todd prayers and of love that it works out in the highest good. Of course. And just keep asking for confidence, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Love you so much, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. God bless you too.
All right.
A beautiful day.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so I'm going to get to my next call. Is calling from area code 252. I'm going to get to you, area code 252. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can.
Hi, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you for taking me.
Of course.
I just want a message from Spirit.
Okay. I would love to do that. I'm going to work with the unicorn cards because I got the unicorn cards out. And they're telling me before I shuffle, too, that you're a very strong, very powerful light worker. But it feels to me like there's some doubt creeping in right now. Like there's some, like you're not sure of kind of where to go. And I don't know exactly what that refers to, but that's what my intuition is saying. I'm going to think of your guardian angels here, and I'm going to shuffle. Can you give me your name, too?
Keisha.
Keisha. I like that name.
Thanks.
I think it's pretty, Keisha. I have a lot of Keisha friends.
Oh, yeah? Keisha. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Going way back.
Okay.
All right, so let's think. What does Keisha's angels want to tell her? And I'm working with the unicorns. Okay, so they want to tell you first. Number one, believe in yourself, girl. It says, see yourself doing well, and you will. And as you can see the card, it shows a picture of two unicorns. They're flying in the sky, and there's, like, rainbows, and it's just a really positive card. And it's just a message from the angels to, you know, believe. See yourself doing well. If you expect success, you'll get success. If you expect, or if you worry about what could go wrong or what could possibly happen, like what if, then you're putting energy into that, right? So that's what the message is. It's saying it doesn't matter if it's something new or whatever it is, because we all have those fears that creep in. It's normal to feel fear when there's something unknown, but if we don't take those steps to actually take action, then nothing ever happens, right? So, and I think you're well aware of that. I can see that you're a very strong person, but this is just a reminder for you to believe in yourself. Now, I want to work with Archangel Raphael here, because Archangel Raphael is a healing angel, and I feel like he's working with you, because I feel like in some part you do have healing ability. I don't know if you work as a healer or if you work in some type of, like, the medical field maybe or something, but there's some type of, there's healing with you. There's healing power is what I sense. Okay. And I'm going to see what Raphael wants to tell you. So I think of your guardian angels. Okay. So Raphael came through with a message that says improving health. It says, dear Archangel Raphael, thank you for a comforting reassurance about this situation. So it's reminding you that your prayers are being heard, that any kind of prayers towards, you know, whether towards anything, whether it's, you know, a new diet, losing weight, a particular health predicament, maybe for you or for someone in your family or someone around you, it's saying that things are getting better, that things are improving. And as you change your outlook, things have no choice but to get better. Okay, but what I feel, and that's why the believing in yourself card came up, there's a lot of doubt with you. That's the very first thing I felt. And I'm not sure why that is, because you have a lot to offer, and it doesn't matter what other people say, because I see in your soul, you're a beautiful soul, and it's like your heart is so pure, but it's, you shield it because the energies of the world are very harsh, and it's difficult for you sometimes. Yeah, I can sense that. And there's lots of love, and people don't quite understand the path that you're going down, which is normal, you know, the spiritual path, but you're here as a spiritual teacher for people in your family. You're like a guide for people around you. They come to you for advice, and you know, and I even see you maybe working with small children in some way, like and giving that maybe nieces or nephews, or even if you do work with kids right now, I don't know, but you're here for divine purpose, and for sure. And with that in mind, I'm going to go to another deck of cards. I have a bazillion deck of cards. I have this deck of cards called the Life Purpose card, and I kind of want to give you some direction towards your life purpose and where you want to go, okay? But I feel, as I'm talking to you, Keisha, you're what's called an incarnated angel. Like, you have angelic energy. Has anyone told you that before?
I kind of figured it out on my own.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I'm a fallen angel. That's what I call myself. I'm fallen. I broke my wings.
Well, you're not fallen.
I broke my wings. That's what I keep on saying.
No. What happened is, okay, see, we were on the other side, people like you and I, and we were just doing our thing, la, 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 doing our thing.
Fell through a hole.
And then we heard a call that said, hey, the planet's in major danger right now. The earth is really suffering, and they need people to volunteer of light to come forth on the planet to bring their energy here to heal the planet. And we took the call. We volunteered to come here. But when we incarnated, part of the problem is that some of us have not had many lifetimes on this planet. So it feels like we're in outer space. Like, this is just some crazy world that we don't even fit in. You know, it's like
yeah.
people don't get us. And oftentimes people who are incarnated angels, they will put up a buffer around them. So they oftentimes have weight issues because the energy here
is
so dense.
That's what I'm going through right now. Yeah.
What, that's what you're going through? Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going through. That's what I'm going praying about my health. So this is my first week I started biking. So I'm like, I don't even
yeah.
know how to, well, you know, lose any weight like this, you know. But
okay, hold on. Stop right there. What you just said, I don't know if I'm going to lose any weight. And guess what that's going to manifest for you?
No weight.
Yeah. Exactly. So you have to change your thought. You have to tell yourself, you know what? This is going to lose weight. Like, really, what you want to do is see yourself. Don't focus on the losing weight. You want to focus on your perfect body and
right.
focus on having it right now in this present moment. So when you look in the mirror, even though it might not be exactly as you'd like it to be, you look in the mirror and you say, you know what? You are so beautiful. And you tell yourself in your head, I have the perfect body. My weight is perfect. I'm healthy. I'm happy. And I lose weight easily. You know, focus on all the positive things and have it in the present moment, right? Because
okay.
if you focus on losing weight, you're just going to have more of losing weight. Focus mm-hmm. instead on the perfect body. Feel what it feels like to live in that body, to walk in that body, right?
Gotcha.
And know that
uh-huh.
the energy is harsh. Yeah, the energy is harsh. But see, mm-hmm. you want, when you want to call upon Archangel Michael to protect you. Do you work with Archangel Michael a lot?
I try to, yeah.
Okay, well, you want to work with Michael, but you also want to shield yourself. You want to surround yourself in different colored lights, like white light or purple light or pink, any kinds of protection to protect
mm-hmm.
you, because you're really, really connected. And I could feel the pain in your heart that you've been feeling from this lifetime. It's been hard for you. Okay, so what
okay.
I want to do is ask Archangel Michael to be with you right now. We're going to do some angel therapy on you, okay?
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, and he's holding up like this giant magnet behind you, and what it's doing is it's pulling out like psychic attack, like daggers and knives that have been put at you from people. And he's clearing out your aura and helping you to release, to let go, and to cut cords to anything from your past, any negative mm-hmm. thoughts you might have, anyone that might be affecting your energy, and he's clearing this off into the light. Now, Archangel Raphael is also there, giving you a tremendous amount of healing.
Okay.
And Archangel Uriel is there. They're telling me that you're very hard on yourself, that you forgot that you volunteered for this, and that's what can be hard sometimes. That's why you called into the show, because
right.
we got through for a reason.
You had a unicorn.
But,
yeah. Pull me in. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Good. Like I said, you're a tremendous, powerful light worker. It's just keep believing in yourself, right? And
okay.
How is your diet? Like, are you eating, like, healthy foods and drinking a lot of water and that kind of thing?
I got the water down packed, but then my diet, I don't have a lot of money. And I'm kind of eating what the family put out there, and it's just like, and so now I'm
okay.
kind of thinking about how can I save some money to get to eat fresh every now and then, and how to change my diet, because this, you know, it's just not working.
Well, we need to change that, and one of the ways we can change that is to change your thought and to change what you're putting out there in the universe. Okay, so you can start by saying, I have plenty of money to get all the things that I need. All of my needs are met,
okay.
right? And you can say that and just feel it in your body. Feel like you are deserving and worthy of that, because you are. We all deserve to have the right proper foods. But you might also think about growing your own food. It's really inexpensive to
mm-hmm.
get, you know, to make like a window garden that you
uh-huh.
can make. I know there's got to be a farmer's market where you live. I'm not sure exactly where you live, but farmer's
mm-hmm.
markets are really inexpensive ways to get fresh produce. And I used to think that way, too. I used to think that, you know, fresh produce was expensive. But I'm going to tell you, like, for example, if you buy a bunch of carrots,
mm-hmm.
it might cost you $3. And that bunch of carrots will last you the entire week. You know, you have a couple of carrots a day. So it seems like it's going to be, it's a change of lifestyle for you right? There's a book I want to recommend to you that I think you'll like, and it's by Doreen Virtue. I'm sure you've heard of Doreen Virtue.
Yeah.
And it's called Eating in the Light, and it's really inexpensive. They probably have a digital version for like $3 or $4. So it's not that expensive.
Right.
But
right.
In this book, Eating in the Light, she talks about like how to switch to healthy foods, and in particular vegetarian. Mm-hmm. But like how you can afford it, how you can change your thoughts, how you can eat out. There's so many things that are in this book that are very helpful. I think will help you. And also, it's important for you to be out in nature. That'll regenerate you, and to be around people that are like-minded, because I feel like you kind of feel alone and isolated sometimes.
Mhm. Yeah. I used to get on Blog Talk and get on these shows.
Good.
Where I live in the South, so it's like, you know, everybody.
Yeah. No, I understand. I lived in the South for a few years. I was at Biloxi for a few years, so I know what you mean.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Down there.
Yeah.
So you really got hit.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was in the military, too, if you can believe that. So.
Okay.
That was part of my life purpose. Like.
Okay.
You know, it was part of my life plan. It helped me in a lot of ways.
Okay.
There were some difficulties, of course. It was harsh energy. But I brought a lot of light. I brought a lot of light down there, even though I didn't know it at the time. I was really young at the time. But you're bringing light where you are, okay? You're bringing light where you are. So here's my advice for you. And the angels are telling me to tell you this. They want you to start going for walks. They want you to go out for walks. Start going for walks. And as you go out for walks, at least half an hour, 45 minutes, go out and spend some time connecting with nature, and the angels and the fairies in particular are going to help you. And ask them to be with you when you walk, to uplift your thoughts and to give you inspiration. And you're going to find that you're going to start getting inspiration. And I also can see you riding your bike there too, building up to riding your bike. But by walking, I think you're going to connect more with walking, and I could see you meeting people, and just it's going to be pretty positive for you.
All right.
So go for some walks, change your diet, right? Like find some ways, you can go like literally with $10, you can buy a lot of produce. You just probably have to go out and you have to make the effort. Ask the angels to help you. Let's do that now. We're going to say, angels, please help Keisha to find ways to eat healthy that are affordable, that will help her on her path. Awesome. So that's going to happen for you. So there's been a lot of healing that's happened with you today, and I'm really excited that you called in. And if you want to keep in touch, of course, you can go on my Facebook, facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and, you know, I talk with people on there. We can be friends. And just let me know how it's going, because I want you to keep moving forward and to keep doing what you're here to do, because we need you, girlfriend. We need your energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, I'll keep on doing what I do. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I hope this has been helpful for you.
It has. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
And lots of
All
blessings
right.
and love to you on your journey, okay?
All right. You take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I'm going to get to area code 563. I'm going to get you on the air. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. I was just listening. Thanks.
Oh, okay, no problem. I'm going to put you back on hold there. Let's go to another call. Okay, well, what happened? I can't see the calls. Okay. I'm going to get to area code 770. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, yes. Thank you.
Hi.
I've
been holding for quite a bit, and I thank you for doing that.
Yes, no problem. I was moving around as I was listening.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. My name is Maddie, by the way.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi. And that first question that was asked, the first guest, I felt like it was for me.
Wow.
About the relationship. I said, wow, that sounds like for me. But the name is different.
Okay.
Maybe you can give me a little highlight about what's going on.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can ask the angels to kind of give you some insights as to what's going on, Maddie.
Okay.
Let's see. They want me to work with a different deck of cards. I'm going to work with the Ascended Master deck of cards. Do you know about the Ascended Masters?
Never heard of them, no. Never heard of a unicorn. A unicorn is a flying horse.
Well, that's a Pegasus. A unicorn is really a Pegasus is like a unicorn, but a unicorn has the horn out the center of the forehead, and the horn is a very magical horn. And in fact, many, many years ago, unicorns were hunted for their horns. And what happened was because they were hunted, they vanished off this earth, and now they exist on another plane. And those of us who are intuitive and so on can actually see them or feel them, but they're making a comeback. They're coming back into our existence, into our dreams, and maybe in the next generation or so, they might start to come back on this dimensional plane, but the energy has to change first. Because like I was telling to Keisha, Earth is harsh, and the energy is very dense. So, and there's still a lot of hatred and violence, and so they're waiting for the energy to shift before they come back into this this reality. But that's basically what a unicorn is.
Okay.
So if you've never heard of a unicorn before, there's all kinds of pictures on unicorns. You can find them online and whatnot.
Okay, I had it mixed up with the pelican,
The Pegasus, yeah. The Pegasus is like a unicorn with wings, basically. They're like the flying horses. Those are the Pegasus.
Okay.
But the Ascended Masters, what the Ascended Masters are, they are evolved, highly evolved beings, such as Jesus or Buddha.
Ooh.
Or anyone of a very high vibration that has gone through all these earthly cycles and don't have any karma. And they are here right now in large numbers to help us on our journey. And Doreen Virtue, who I just love and adore, she put together a deck of cards that has different Ascended Masters on there. So I'm going to ask the Ascended Masters what they would like to tell you and which one you can call upon, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's do that. So what Ascended Master wants to come through, give you a message. Okay, so as I'm shuffling, I don't even have a card pulled out yet, but I heard there's an Ascended Master you should work with called Saint Germain. Have you heard of Saint Germain?
I have, yes.
Okay. And you work with the Violet Flame?
I do not, but I've heard of Saint Germain. I don't work with any angels, to be honest. To tell the truth, I don't even know if I believe. I really don't.
Okay.
I guess I have a little thing going on in my mind. It's like, is that real? Angels? Someone told me a picture.
They're real. And the thing is, when you believe, that's when things start to happen.
Okay.
I can tell you from experience in my own personal life, I haven't always believed. And I found that once I shifted to start believing, that's when the miracles started to happen. That's when the faith started to come in and my intuition started to open and everything started happening for me because I let go and I believe. And you got to remember, just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not real. So it's definitely there. It's definitely happening for you. It's just believing it, right? So the reason I bring up Saint Germain is because Saint Germain has what's called the Violet Flame. And the Violet Flame is like this purple-violet aura that you can call upon. And when you call upon it, it covers up your whole body and it burns up anything that's not working for you. Old energies, like old poverty energies, old suffering, old relationships, anything that is not in the highest vibration, it will burn it up. And you can also ask it to clear a space. You don't have to just call upon it for yourself. You can ask the Violet Flame to come into your house to clear old energy in your house, right? Or on your pets. And things along around your garden or anything that needs to be cleared, the Violet Flame of transmutation will help you do that. So just remember that, the Violet Flame.
Okay.
Now, the ascended master that I drew for you, his name is Melchizedek, and it's about the law of attraction. And what it says is that whatever you focus on is what will manifest. So if you believe that there's no such thing as angels or you're not seeing the angels, that's exactly what you're going to experience, right? So this card comes to you to remind you that like attracts like. So if you want to change what's happening in your life, if you want to attract more money or a different house or new partner, whatever it is, whatever you focus your energy on is what will manifest for you. Anything, you just have to believe. So it's reminding Yeah, it's just reminding you to elevate your thoughts and try to focus more on what you want and leave the past behind you. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you something about Melchizedek.
How to spell Melchizedek?
It's M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. It kind of looks like Melchizedek, sort of, but it's pronounced Melchizedek.
Okay, I've seen it. Written somewhere.
Well, I'm going to read to you really quick about who he is. This is from Doreen Virtue. He was a Canaanite priest king, and he was a teacher of Abraham. He's oftentimes associated with Archangel Michael and Jesus, and he's supposed to be one of Noah's descendants. And he's a great spiritual teacher and a master of what's called sacred geometry. So you can call upon him, you can just mentally think his name, for mastering how to manifest things and how to call upon things into existence. So that's
okay.
that's the message that wanted to come forth for you today.
Oh, interesting. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Wow.
So look up Saint Germain and Melchizedek. Those are the two ascended masters for you.
Okay. And so he was a teacher. You say a king, he worked with the king,
He was a king. Well, actually, he wasn't a king. He was a priest king. So I guess
priest
that means like a high priest.
Okay.
Like a high priest who was a teacher of Abraham.
Okay. So just call upon when I want to.
Yeah, call upon Melchizedek to help you to manifest things, and call upon Saint Germain to help you transmute any lower vibrations, and also call upon Archangel Michael to protect you, to clear your space, because I feel that there's some space clearing that needs to happen in your home. There's some space clearing that you want to do. Work with Archangel Michael to do that, to clear out the energy so that you can be have more harmonious space.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
So I do this, and I can attract that man that I'm, have that man come my way that I'm attracted to.
Well, yeah, you can manifest anything. It's just whatever you focus on is what will happen. Now, you can't control another person, obviously.
Oh, no, I know that, no.
I mean, but if you're in your inner relationship, and so let's say you want to focus on more romance or more love, intimacy. Focus on the intimacy. If you focus on what's wrong in a relationship, you're going to see more of what's wrong. So focus on the good things. Focus on all the things that you want in that relationship, and you'll surely have more of that.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Okay. You have a wonderful day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Okay, so I'm going to get to my next caller here. I'm going to get to area code 206. I'm going to get you on the air. Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yes. Hi, this is Kate.
Kate?
Yes.
Hello, Kate. Thank you so much for calling in. How can I help you today, Kate?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just listened to your show for the first time last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I live in San Francisco, so I will come see you next weekend.
Yay! I love it.
Yeah,
that'd
I'm
be
close.
Awesome.
I'm right in the city, so I'll be down there.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I'm going to be at the corner of Golden Gate and Larkin. So they have like all these. Have you? I'm sure you've probably been to the after party there. They have every Sunday. They have all these. But I'll have a booth there, and I'll be doing readings for people and just talking to people in person, giving people hugs and doing my thing. So I'd love to see you. Yeah, come by and see me. It'd be great.
I have a lot of things going on here, and so just anything. I recently moved back here, so things about new jobs and new friendships and getting settled in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you just kind of want a general reading just to see what the angels have to say, basically?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
I need a move to a new apartment. I have a sublet, so of course you know what housing is like here. So I need to manifest
arrangements. yeah. No, I heard that they're trying to work on making it more affordable down there, which is good thing. Yeah. I don't know how that's working, but okay. The angels are wanting me to work with a deck of cards that I have called the Life Purpose Deck.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to connect with your energy and just shuffle and see what message the angels want to give you.
Great.
Okay. Okay. So the message that comes up is freedom. It says you're free to do whatever you choose. Now, as I was shuffling, I got to say, I was hearing in my mind that you're not always going with the flow as much as you could, that you're sometimes you're blocking the flow
by creating
resistance for some reason. You've been getting signs, you've been getting feelings, and I got to say, intuitively, I feel like where you're at doesn't quite settle right in my stomach. Like there's something quite not, like there's like somewhere else that you might feel more comfortable in, and I'm feeling like more south. Like it feels like maybe more like south of San Francisco or like in the South Bay-ish area. That's what I feel.
Sure.
But this card is coming up, the freedom card. It's just like I said, it says you're free to do whatever you choose. I'm going to give you some more insights from that card as well. When this card comes up, it can also mean that the angels are helping you to shift your energy from complaining that you're a victim, and instead that you can take responsibility for your life and accept the role that you've played in creating everything that's been happening so far. So sometimes that can frighten us because it can feel we can blame ourselves, but blame's really, what they're saying is that the blame's a waste of time, and you can change your life right now and move towards anything that your heart desires. So that's really what the card is coming forth to tell you. I'm feeling like there's not a lot of positive energy around where you are right now. So I'm not sure exactly where exactly you're living, but it feels like there's lower vibes, and it's like they're telling you to tell you to.
Well, yeah,
to like,
that, it's a sublet, and it's I have to leave in a month, so it's very temporary.
Yeah, they're telling me like ASAP, like as soon as you can get the better, because you're gonna feel much.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel much better. Have you been exercising? Have you been getting exercise?
Yeah, just like you told the last person, I'm a walker, so walk, and I need to be by water, so I like to walk around water. And
awesome.
Yeah, okay. I walk a lot.
That's great. Now, I want to work with Archangel Michael, too, and we're going to help him to give you some confidence. So I'm going to think of Archangel Michael. I'm asking Archangel Michael to be with you if you're open. To remove any fears, to cut the cords of anything that's blocking you, and to protect you from any harm, because there might be some lower vibes around you. And he's giving you confidence, helping you to move forward on your journey. Now, I'm thinking of Archangel Michael, and I want to see what message he has for you. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so this card wants to come out. So this card is about a person, and it's saying the person you're asking about is trustworthy. So I don't know if that means you've been looking for like a particular, you've been thinking about a relationship, or maybe you've been looking for other possible roommates or other place people to live with, and you don't know if they're quite trustworthy. But the message is saying that the person you're thinking about, or whatever the first person that comes to your mind, that person is trustworthy, and that you can trust that you are being divinely guided. But it's once you, I feel like this move that you're doing is going to be really good for you, because there's a lot of guilt I feel you're carrying around in your stomach, and I'm not sure what that is. Like, it feels like you feel guilty about something, and I'm gonna try to do a little bit of healing on you here. So I'm gonna just ask the angels to kind of help you. You're gonna see some rainbow lights around you. And just breathe. There you go. Okay, now you're letting it go. And I'm just asking the angels and anyone that's listening that wants to help send love, I'm asking them to help you. Okay. You're what's called a wise one. And I don't know if you listen. You said you think you listened to my show
before.
Yeah,
last week's show I did. I did that. I got the most points on that.
Yeah, that's what popped into my head right now. You're a wise one.
That's funny.
And as a wise one, you carry a lot of hurts and stuff from your past lives that you may not be aware of, or maybe you are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's some of the things that are stopping you from moving forward, is because you have some pain. And I feel like it creeps up sometimes as joint issues, like maybe in your knees or something. There's like if there's stuff that's in your body, in your cells of your body, that can be healed. So there's some good energy healing that you can do. There's lots of good energy healers. Were you listening to the last caller when I talked about Saint Germain?
Yes, and the ray,
The violet flame. The violet flame is excellent for clearing lower vibrations and helping you to move forward. But the guilt and the blame that I'm feeling, that's from a past life. And I'm not sure exactly.
I've heard that too.
Go ahead. You have. I want to say Atlantis is kind of the first thing that pops into my head. Because a lot of us feel guilty for what happened when it sank. A lot of us feel like we could have done more. We could have stopped this. We should have stopped this. We should have prevented this from happening. But there's nothing that could have been done. What happened was supposed to happen in divine order, even though we didn't know it at the time. There's like a cycle to everything, right?
Right.
And I also feel like there's some things from your parents. There's some cords from your parents. There's some things. Oh, I want to ask Archangel Michael to cut some negative cords there, because I feel like almost there's a fear of your parents sometimes. Like, I don't know if they were like really harsh towards you, but it's like,
no, it was more like I was alone all the time.
Okay. So we want to work on healing and forgiving and understanding that they've done the best they can with what they've been given. People only give what they have, right? And even though it's sometimes difficult, they've done the best with what they've been given. And also on an even deeper level, we choose the circumstances of our life before we're incarnated. We choose our parents. We choose everything because that's our soul contract. We say, these are the circumstances I want to have as a soul so that I can grow and so that I can learn, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is there's a lot of things you need to let go of, like some criticizing. And I feel like as you move out of this place, you're going to be feeling so much better. You really want to work with Archangel Michael, if you don't already. Because Archangel Michael is going to be the angel that gives you confidence, gives you courage, helps you to move forward, release fears, and just help you with your life purpose, help you to know why you're here, and help you to kind of take those action steps. Okay? So I want to draw a card from the unicorns now. The whole purpose of my show today was about unicorns.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what the unicorns have to say to you. Okay. Hope this is the message for you. Okay. The message for you is to finish what you started. So any kind of things that you might have been procrastinating on, whatever it is that you're holding off on because of fear or because of just, you know, sometimes laziness comes up. I don't know exactly what the case is. But the card is saying, finish what you started.
Which goes back to Michael. Yeah, because Michael can help on that part too.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not sure exactly what it will be, but if you're unsure of what it is, you can ask the angels for help. on what they would like you to complete. But I
feel
I know. Like things are
I
gonna,
know what it is.
You know what it is? Okay. Okay. Things are going to get
do you
better
see,
for you.
Do you see Metatron, too? I think of, I work with Metatron a lot for creativity and my life purpose and things like that.
I didn't sense Metatron right away, but if you work with Metatron, then I'm sure that he's there.
Okay.
Helps. Metatron works with chakras and opening up your energies and sacred geometry and yeah,
right.
and all those things. But I'm sure Metatron's there. No doubt about that. I just didn't sense Metatron right away.
Right. So you're saying things are going to get better?
Well, what I started to say was, I feel like things are going to get better for you. Like, this lifetime is really about completing karmic cycles for you. You're ending a lot of karma. And in your next lifetime and beyond, you're going to be so much clearer and better, and you're going to have an easier time. So if things seem like they have been harsh for you and rough for you, that's normal. It's been part of your soul contract and part of your karma because you've been healing a lot of different karmic things this lifetime. But you're at the end of it is what I'm feeling, what I'm sensing. You're at the end of these karmic cycles, and it's going to be so much more brighter for you in the future.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a lot of great information. Thank you. I'll listen to it again.
You're welcome. Yeah, just kind of say whatever comes forth.
Yeah, that's good. I was writing it down.
Yay, okay. So I hope I can see you in San Francisco. That'd be great. I'll give you a hug in person. And
And do you live close by?
Well, I'm in the Bay Area, but I'm not in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually in the East Bay.
Oh, okay. Do you ever have classes or workshops or things like that?
I've been getting guidance to do workshops. Like, I
really
want to teach people how to do the Angel Tarot, because I'm really good at the Angel Tarot. That's one of the things. But is there a particular thing that you'd be interested in learning how to do?
I guess hearing directly from the angels, you know, hearing their messages.
Okay. That's a common misconception is that people don't understand that the angels communicate in many ways. They communicate through feelings, they communicate through thought, they communicate through your third eye. Not just actual voices. It could be many, many, many ways. So, but yeah, that could be something that I could work on. That's really interesting. Thank you for giving me that idea, and I'll definitely note that, because I've been getting the guidance to do some workshops. So that could be something that I could work on. So thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a wonderful day, and
you too.
Hope all is
Thanks
well.
Thanks for your show. Yes.
No
sure
problem.
Is.
All right.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, so my next call, I'm going to get to area code 909. I'm going to get you on the air here. Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, I think that we may have got disconnected. Let's try area code 252. Can you hear me here? Hello?
Hi. Yeah, this is Keisha again.
Oh, Keisha. Okay. I got to keep track of what area codes. I'm putting
okay.
the same people back on the line. I'm going to get to a different call. Okay. I'm sorry, Keisha.
No problem.
Thank you. All right. Put you back on. Okay. Let's go to line one here. Area code 206. Can you hear me?
Yeah. This is Kate. We just talked.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Let's go to 818 here. 818. Hello? Looking for someone calling from area code 818. You are on my show. Can you hear me? Okay, there is somebody that wants to get through. I don't know. I've got to keep track of all these people that have already called in. I don't know if I've got to area code 303. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. Are you?
Hello.
Are,
yes.
Would you like to be
on
the show?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, can I get your name?
Allison.
Allison, thanks for calling in, Allison. What can I do for you today?
I have big things happening in employment changes, and very important decision to make. I'm not asking anybody. Would never ask anyone to make the decision for me. That would just be wrong, and I certainly won't ask
sure.
you, and I don't know. But
sure.
I just kind of would like to, I guess maybe a little bit of, I have a little bit of, well, I'd be curious to see what the card might say if I,
okay.
if I proceed with what I, if I take the opportunity. Let me just put it that way.
Okay, that sounds perfect. You worded it
yeah.
perfectly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, like we just want to get insight from the angels, of course. And okay, so I'm going to start off first, even before I get to the cards. I want to surround you in white light. I want to send you some positive energy and some love on your journey. That's what the angels are guiding me to do. So I have my hands around your aura, and I'm filtering in sparkly white energy and light that's coming all through your energy. You work with the unicorns. I feel like you have a unicorn spirit guide. That's kind of why you were drawn into the show. So I want to work with the unicorns, and we're going to think about this new opportunity coming your way and what the cards and the angels and the unicorns want to tell you about it, okay? So
it
let
is
me think
all,
about
the
it.
The opportunity isn't coming my way. It is here.
Oh, okay.
No, the
so we just want to ask.
Is here, but whether or not I accept it, is the decision that I will be needing
okay.
to make among other decisions. So,
got
the,
it.
So the question is whether what the card says, if I accept the opportunity that is presented to me currently.
Got it. Okay. Let me think about that. Okay, I'm drawing some different cards from you, okay? So give me just a minute here. So I'm shuffling.
Sure.
Okay. So these are very, oh, I love that music I can hear. Here Comes the Sun. It's all right. That is what I'm hearing in my ear. That is such a sign right there.
I didn't realize. I'm sorry. I'll turn it down to realize. It's
no, it's perfect because it's like it's answering your prayer. It's all right. But, okay, so the unicorns, I drew a card from the unicorns, and that card says to imagine. Imagine what would you see, feel, think, and hear if your wish came true. So, and this seems to be a common theme of today of all my callers is manifestation and what we focus our thoughts on. If we want it to work out, if we want it to be positive, it has no choice but to because we are the creators of our lives. And this card comes up and it's saying, you know, how do you manifest? Because some people just, you know, randomly chaotic throw out thoughts, but some people really close their eyes and feel it and just put their whole body into it. And that's something you can do when you're trying to work with your intuition. Doreen Virtue calls this trying out your future. So what you do is you close your eyes and you just kind of see yourself at this new job, and then you pay attention. We could do this now, and you just pay attention to how your body feels. How does your body feel? Does it feel tense? Does it feel relaxed? Does it feel excitement? Or does it feel scared? Like whatever feelings you feel, that's your cue of how it's going to pan out, right? So that's something that you can do. As you said you don't want anyone to tell you what to do, but this is a way for you to work with your own intuition. So maybe you want to try that right now and just close your eyes. And just
you know, that's
see.
I understand what I don't mean to interrupt, but I understand what you're saying. I'm very, very, very well versed in metaphysics and
awesome.
Imagination, and I'm a very old soul. So, you know, this is
yay.
Not new, but the truth of the matter is, I don't exactly know what the job is going to be yet. So, it is not really a what's the word I'm looking for. I guess, I don't want to say practical exercise. It's just not an exercise that I have enough information on at this point
okay.
to create a
there's some other cards that I drew that might give you more information. And they're very positive. One particular card came from the Life Purpose deck of Doreen Virtue, and this one is Artistic Expression. Actually, no, this comes from, I'm sorry, the Ascended Master deck, and it's Artistic Expression. So it's suggesting that this particular job that we're thinking of or opportunity is very creative and artistic and any type of creative work. And there's an Ascended Master on there called Paul the Venetian. I don't know if you've heard of Paul the Venetian before.
No, I have not, actually.
Well, he was actually a Renaissance artist, and he was around the 1500s, and he painted a lot of religious murals and paintings. But he was accused of blasphemy during the Inquisition because of his paintings of the Last Supper. And he's an Ascended Master that's here right now to assist us with artistic and creative expression and bringing forth like any type of creative or artistic works. So that's what that came forth for you as well. Now, there's one more card, too, that might also give you some clarity. And if this doesn't answer your question, I don't know what does. It says from Archangel Michael. It says, this is your life's purpose. And it shows an angel, and she's holding the planet near her heart because I can tell how much you care about the planet and the ascension and all that stuff. That's like you said, you're an old soul. But there's a prayer on there. It says, Archangel Michael, you know the details of my life purpose, and I ask you to help me please be aligned with my goals. Please clearly guide my actions so that I'm taking the best steps to fully manifest my wonderful and meaningful career. So it seems very positive. I mean, that's the message that's coming through. The creativity is there. The life purpose card came up. And, of course, the manifestation, whatever you focus on is what will manifest. But sometimes we get in the way of ourselves because we block because of fear. So just, you know, be aware of that. But it seems very positive. That's the messages that are coming up for you today.
Well, I'd like to give a little feedback. But the creativity card makes a lot of sense, not because of this particular employment opportunity, which is not what I would call in any way really creative. It's not. It is not. But I say that. I say this because right now I am beginning to bring a lot more of my own, you know, creative, I guess you could call it hobby or, you know, expression or additional forms of creative expression. I'm starting to play around with that. This is just in my personal life, not, you know, nothing to do with, you know, employment per se, but I just feel like there's many, many avenues of creative expression that are dormant and or unvisited for a very long time, and that my focus is going on toward that the path right now. So I think that is more about me, not the job. The third thing, which is life purpose, well, again, for some clarity, this job is it is not associated with my. In fact, I know what my life purpose is, what my calling is, and around my work in particular. And this job is there's no what I would say relationship between the two. It's just a job, you know. It's just a job to pay a bill. So, but the life purpose is a lot on my mind as well because the job that part of the reason why I'm hesitating with this job is because it yet again keeps me so far off of my life purpose that I need to really ponder whether or not I should continue on that.
Even though the card says, you know, this is your life purpose, you have to sometimes read into the situation, because the question that I particularly was asking was your question was how you asked, like, how will this pan out if I take this position? And that card came up. Like, it's not necessarily saying that job is your life purpose, but maybe it's going to help lead you to your life purpose, that, you know, or that there's positive energy around where you're going. Okay, now to get some more clarity, I drew another card from, I have a life purpose deck, and the card jumped out that says spiritual teacher. It says you're a spiritual teacher. You heal with your classes, with your sessions, with your seminars, because you mentioned you're a very old soul. So perhaps there is something to do with this that's going to help lead you go down that path, maybe, yeah, to be, you know, for spiritual teaching. But
right,
the cards will just answer your question, and the question was, how will this pan out? And it was very positive for you.
Right.
So that's kind of what had come up.
Well, it's certainly touching on what I call some pretty significant life themes, you know,
yeah,
overall life themes that have my energy and attention right now. Mm-hmm. So, okay, well, that's interesting. I appreciate
yeah,
your time, and we'll see.
No problem. And I wish you lots of love and peace, and I'm going to ask for the angels to be with you to help you so you can be
yes,
successful in whatever it is that you do.
Yes. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Uh-huh.
You
uh-huh,
too.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, let's try this again. I'm going to go to area code 818. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh, disconnected. Okay, so I think we're out of time. I think I got to everyone that was calling in for a reading today. I want to thank everyone for these messages that came forth. There's a lot of messages today about manifestation. If you paid attention to the common theme, it was how to manifest your dreams. And in other words, whatever you focus your time, your energy, your thoughts will manifest. So it's important that you realize that you have angelic help to help you. The angels are always available for you to talk to. All you need to do is ask. Just open up and ask for assistance and know that they will be there. The fairies have been with us. The unicorns have been with us today. There's been lots of love, lots of teaching and healing. And I look forward to hearing from you on my Facebook page. Let me know how things are going, all my wonderful callers today. Those of you who I'm going to see in San Francisco next week, I hope to see you there. Also, tomorrow I'm going to have a show about gay rights and gay issues and some of the things that are facing the gay population. In particular, in some countries, you know, they'll put you to death if they find out you're in a homosexual relationship. It's a very sad situation that we need to talk about. So if you're interested in listening or calling in, giving me some issues of things that you'd like to talk about, definitely do that. Next week, again, Sunday, I'll be in San Francisco. Saturday, I'll be doing readings again for you. Next Saturday, I'm going to focus in particular about romance. And romance for my gay and lesbian and bisexual friends and family or anyone listening that would like a romance reading along those lines. So that's going to be coming up and exciting. Again, you can check out the website. It's ascensionmagic.com. If you want to get a professional reading, if I did not get to your call today, or if you'd want some more insight, definitely check that out. I would love to have you do that. And as I always say to you, remember, oh, one more thing, guys. If you could follow the show, too, follow the show on Blog Talk, that will keep you posted with new episodes. So as I always say to you guys, all is well, and I'm sending you so much love.